Shut your eyes.
Welcome. Enter the world of I Am, mind and body, with your guide, Maggie Moore. She's a visionary, a healer, a psychotherapist, expert in Eastern philosophy, and author of the book, I Am. Your guide to mind and body union for total awareness. Join Maggie. Take the journey to advance your mind and develop your potential with discussions from her book on spirituality, metaphysics, psychology, physiology, sensuality, and much more. Now, here's your guide, Maggie Moore. Hello and welcome. I'm happy you're here. Today, we will talk about acceptance. In my last talk, What is I Am? Your journey into pure presence, I talked a bit about acceptance as the pathway to the experience of pure presence. This kind of awareness allows for deeper empathy, humility, and an open curiosity in the moment. Without it, we feel shut down, judgmental, afraid, and unable to feel connected to Source, something greater than just our own will and human instinct. I will say again, the moment you accept yourself, you become whole. Last month at I Am, I suggested a simple exercise. You may have seen it on my IGTV or website. I like to lead an introspective practice focused on helping you learn to observe your inner dialogue, to advance your awareness. Here, today, together, I'm going to first just simply guide you through the practice again, now with my voice and proper space between each thought. So please, join me for the journey inward. This practice is simply about awareness, nothing more or less. When we are done with this practice, we will discuss acceptance, and we will discuss a few examples of how to learn acceptance after we've become more attuned to practicing awareness. So join me now, please. Just sit down for a moment in front of a mirror. You can also simply take your iPhone out, or Android, and put it on video and flip the camera image to face you. We're all familiar with the selfie. It's something like that, only we don't film or try to make a pose or think about what we are creating. We simply just gaze back at our own image. Mirror or phone, simply just sit and look at yourself. Observe your image. Gaze into your own eyes. See what thoughts come to mind. Simply observe the various thoughts and feelings that pass through you. And be with yourself, now, no matter what. Hold this practice for a few minutes. 3 minutes, okay. 10 minutes, lovely. Just simply observe your internal dialogue, the thoughts and feelings that move through you, as you gaze at your own image. If you have notes in your phone or a journal where you write your thoughts, then simply write down what thoughts you observed. What was your internal dialogue? What did you think or feel, both, while gazing at yourself, your reflection? I'll be back in just a few minutes to discuss more on awareness, and then we shall explore the concept of true acceptance. How through gentle observation you can learn the two awareness and acceptance. The two flow. They join as one continuous movement through you as you begin to cultivate this ability to become more aware of your internal dialogue and then slowly learn the gentle practice of acceptance. I'll be back in just a minute.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. Hello. So yes, first I was wondering, what came up for you while looking at yourself, your reflection? Were you critical? Were you thinking of all the things that you have to do today? Were you comparing yourself to others or surprised by what you saw? Were you curious, interested in your response? I won't put ideas and thoughts into your mind. I just ask that you simply reflect upon what you personally observed in those moments. This is the cultivation of awareness through observing your inner dialogue. Next, as we learn to listen to our internal dialogue, we begin then to observe our own responses to our feelings. For example, how did you respond to the thoughts and feelings that moved through you as you sat with yourself, your reflection in those moments? Yes, we're going to talk about acceptance. It is a popular word, but not always well explored or understood in practice. After a brief discussion from my book, beginning on page 27, where you will find discussions and practical techniques to help you become present in your mind and body through the practice of first awareness and then acceptance, I will then offer an example from a female client that I work with. First, I share some of the discussion from our book. Acceptance is a word that I have often heard people pass around. Just accept what's happening. Get over it. It's all in the past. Just put it behind you, or the most popular one these days, it is what it is. I invite you to reflect upon how you have heard the word or concept of acceptance phrased and how it trickles like a stream through your life. I often say, grace is a reflection of the spirit hidden within the form. Grace flows from within when you are in a natural, receptive space. We cultivate this grace from within by opening up our senses. Understanding true acceptance. Through accepting the experience of all that is happening in and around you, all that you are receiving, you become present to the moment. Your body is a great big receiver. You can receive most deeply, melting defenses, by practicing this kind of mind-body experience. Acceptance is considered a simple concept, but it can be extremely difficult to put into action. To sit down, breathe, and accept what is happening in the present moment, you may first need to ward off the part of you that is fighting against accepting what is. This part of you doesn't want to feel at all. Instead, it wants to go into action. It wants to take action toward immediate change. This is a defensive measure, a self-protective part of you that simply wants to survive. And of course, survival is necessary. And self-protection is a valuable aspect of the self. This self-protective part of you aims for survival, and it needs to understand that you can, and you eventually will, choose to take actions to change uncomfortable circumstances. But if you don't know what actions to take, life, of course, will also organically and inevitably create change for you. Change is the only thing we can truly depend on. However, it seems to be a law of nature that change or transformation can only happen synchronously after settling into the full presence of what is. The most organic change occurs when we first find a place of contained wholeness. In this space, pressure is lifted, and transformation is free to happen in a natural way. So here we are learning to practice acceptance of what is. This doesn't mean passivity and denial. And I know this isn't easy all the time, but let's first. I want to share a story with you about a woman I work with in my therapy practice. I've worked with this woman for several years now. She came into my studio first, feeling anxiety and sort of a loss of self and separation from her true nature. She's in her 50s. She's an avid yoga and self-betterment devotee. In her first few sessions, we did the introspective mirror practice, the one I described above. It was her first time doing this in our third session. I had her sit in front of the mirror and gaze at herself, and I left the room. When I came back, I asked her what thoughts and feelings had come up for her when I left her alone with herself in the mirror. She told me that the first thought she had was, "Oh my gosh, I really have to get my life together. I feel so lost." And then she said her next thought was to tell herself to have a positive affirmation, something that she's learned through some of her practices in different forms of self-healing. Positive affirmation. I asked her how telling herself to have the affirmation affected her, how she felt after she told herself to have a positive affirmation. She said her positive affirmation was to think good thoughts about herself and her life and count her blessings, which of course is always a wonderful perspective. But still, it's an action rather than a simple acceptance of what is and what you feel. She told me that after she started telling herself to have this positive affirmation, she suddenly felt in her mind like she had done something right because she's been told this is the right thing to do. But I asked her what she felt in her body, and she said she realized she had stopped breathing. Now, I know it's quite popular to diagnose negative thoughts with positive affirmations. However, in my experience, and in working with others, I find that this simply puts you and your body in a state of anxiety. Not only in the moment that you became aware of your feelings, did you tell yourself that you weren't right, you also followed that by telling yourself what you feel or think ought to be different. I have a question for you. How do you know what is right or wrong for you? The truth is, there is no right or wrong. Everything you feel and experience just is. How do you respond to yourself? Do you realize that how you do respond to yourself is a choice? Your feelings will change and shift as you learn to become aware of your internal dialogue and then learn to accept your inner world. So this doesn't mean we go into action to fix discomforts. We simply begin to be able to become aware of our feelings, not judge what we should or shouldn't or right or wrong feel, and simply accept what we feel in the moment. The more deeply we accept ourselves, the more deeply we can experience pure presence and become more compassionate all around. So if we reflect on our female client, I asked her to sit and breathe and describe the feelings that had come up for her before she tried the positive affirmations. The feelings about, "Oh my goodness, I need to get my life together. I feel so lost." She described feeling a pain in her heart, a sense of disconnection from the world, some shame for not knowing what she's doing or thinking she's not clear about her goals. I asked her what it would be like to just sit with those feelings and simply give her body more breath to be able to contain those feelings, rather than allowing her mind to jump in, self-protective, and try to go into action and find a way to push the feelings out. I explained that we are practicing awareness and acceptance with no action. If you don't know what action to take, life will organically and inevitably create change for you. Change is the only thing we can truly depend on. However, it seems to be a law of nature that change or transformation can only happen synchronously after settling into the full presence of what is. The most organic change occurs when we first find a place of contained wholeness. In this space, pressure is lifted. The transformation is free to happen in a natural way. Practice acceptance of what is. This doesn't mean passivity and denial. This woman began to relax, and though it was different for her to allow these thoughts in and these feelings, she realized she could contain them. And as she sat there for a little while longer with my hands on her shoulders and her mind resting into allowing herself to experience the feelings, she realized that the feelings eventually shifted into new feelings. New thoughts. Feelings aren't facts. They are simply information about your inner life and desires, but they aren't as powerful as we allow them to be when we fear them. Of course, I am speaking about our female client, and I'm also speaking about you and to you and with you as well, with love. I'll be back in just a few minutes to talk more about acceptance. Awareness and acceptance.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. Tune in to IAmMindAndBody.com for upcoming shows and to get your copy of the book, I Am, your guide to mind and body union for total awareness. Here we are talking about acceptance. Accepting yourself and your feelings is an act of love. Feelings are simply feelings. Actually, feelings are spawned by energetic vibration in your cells. Thoughts are what your mind creates to make sense of what it received from your body. But think about it. How do you know, in your mind, what your body is trying to communicate? What if your body wasn't telling your mind this thought at all? What if it was just saying, I see myself and I have an experience? Your own mind created a story. This is your ego. This is coming from a need to fix any perceived discomfort and only causes a separation from the true self or pure presence. And by the way, I'm not suggesting that all of the thoughts and feelings that come up for you in the mirror will be uncomfortable feelings or thoughts. You may very well experience joy and soothing. However, for some, these feelings are difficult to contain as well. I am simply suggesting we learn to give our body ample breath and thus space to be able to contain all of you, your wholeness. I know this isn't easy all the time, but here we are learning to cultivate the awareness to be able to contain our many experiences and feelings now. Mainly, we want to remember in all of life, energy always transforms. It never dies and never stays the same. I imagine whatever your first thought was will shift into a new feeling and new thought if you don't make yourself anxious by deflecting, by telling yourself to think differently, are going into physical action to change. The moment you accept yourself, you become whole. So this is our practice in awareness and then acceptance. If you try to sit in the mirror again, listen to your internal dialogue. And then try to accept the feelings in your body as you gaze at yourself. Accept the thoughts. Let them in. Let the feelings, the vibrations in your cells just be in you, sending breath into your body, allowing yourself to contain. And just keep sitting. Try it. You can sit in awareness of your thoughts, breathe into your body, feel, and accept whatever comes up without going into action. Cultivating this awareness and acceptance is like exercising a muscle in the body. It eventually becomes like a reflexive response. The first action you take in any circumstance is simply to feel, receive, listen with open-minded curiosity. Become so curious that instead of judgmental, instead of shutting down, instead of giving into fear, you become open to wanting to receive more, to feel more, to contain more, and simply just be with whatever is moving through you. Trusting and knowing that whatever you feel, whatever you're receiving, will shift, will change, will transform. Feelings only become overwhelming when we fear them and try to push them away. Let us seek to accept our many feelings and perspectives. Seek to see the circumstance for its many parts, complexities, realities, and truths. And accept. As you learn to cultivate the mindful practice of checking in with your feelings throughout the day, you can begin then the next level of awareness. Observe your response to what you feel and hear. So we take the practice from the mirror into life and into all of our relationships and all of our circumstances. Have compassion for your own self. By simply letting you be you, without fearing your thoughts or needing to enforce your will to change them. Trying to change your thoughts will only increase your anxiety and your depressive feelings. You see, at the depth of self-judgment is a beautiful, delicate person, or actually essence, who's seeking to be resonated with, understood, felt. This calm acceptance of you, of self, allows for the essential or authentic feelings, you, to come forth. As you allow yourself to feel those feelings, feel you, resonate with the delicate being inside of you, your essential nature, a self-love will undoubtedly arise through this acceptance of self. This is an act of love. As the feelings pass and shift, you settle into wholeness. And then you become a beautiful protector for the delicate being within you. Try being gentle and being with yourself now. I'll be back in just a minute to discuss a few more pieces from my book. We'll be looking around page 30. If you're with me there too. See you in a minute.
Shut your eyes.
Welcome back to I Am Mind and Body with your guide, Maggie Moore. Stillness within occurs when we first accept the truth of what is. Anxiety decreases when we accept what is happening right now in our minds and bodies. You see? While positive self-talk is an important shift to cultivate in some aspects, perhaps we want to focus more on gratitude, we want to focus more on appreciation. These are all wonderful ways to train your mind to be more aware of things around you and within you that perhaps you sometimes overlook if you consistently go toward fear or negativity. But there's something more important. There's this importance of accepting negativity or the not so pleasurable parts of your daily existence. This is the path toward transcendence. Negativity is a perception. Negativity, or the perception that something is negative, is part of life. The moment we allow ourselves to accept this negative experience, or the darkness as some call it, we open to new perspective. In this space, we find pure presence. In this space, we open to curiosity. When we are shut down, all we have is judgment, criticism, fear. When we open, and we open through acceptance of what we feel and what is, we open eyes like a curious being who doesn't know what the future holds and has no perception or judgment of what should or shouldn't be. Here we are not stuck in anxiety and defense, and here we can begin to find new ways of perceiving and perhaps solving circumstance through intuitive knowledge of perhaps action that we want to choose to take rather than action that we take out of a reaction when we feel uncomfortable. Cultivating awareness and acceptance leads to greater breadth of choice of action. One thing we always need to remember is no matter what, our feelings and the circumstances will change, will shift organically. The more willful we are, the more difficult it is to really listen and understand how to sit in pure presence, how to open to curiosity and spontaneity, and how that will bring many new awarenesses into our life and existence. I'll read you a passage now from my book. If you're reading along, just open to page 30. It's called The Spiritual Bypass. Some people think it is important to banish all negative feelings and talk ourselves out of them through affirmations, positive self-talk, and meditation. I call this a spiritual bypass. This route, in my experience, only causes more separation between mind and body. It is like telling a child who had a bad dream that the dream didn't really happen and to ignore their feelings. It's like saying light is the opposite of darkness. I'm saying that light and darkness, or the perceptions thereof, are like our concept of time-space continuum and chaos theory. You cannot have total awareness without allowing yourself to be present all that is happening now, good or bad, pleasurable or non-pleasurable. In fact, perhaps there is no reality to the good or bad judgments. Perhaps this is all an appearance or fabrication of your mind. Perhaps you can accept that you really have no concept of what is happening in your energetic vibration. Trust that all is as needs be. Trusting in Source as moving towards synchronicity for your greater healing at all times. Even when it makes no mental sense to you at all, and even perhaps goes against what you think should be happening or what you want to be happening or feeling. Healing, awareness, and transcendence are found when we accept and can resonate with, contain, and be with all that is now. A dear friend said to me, "Yes, the sky is clear. It only appears to be blue, gray, red, black, or white at any given moment. The mind is the sky, limitless. We may want to stop trying to measure it." Notice, reflect, observe. Awareness, acceptance. These lead to greater choice in action if and when the time is right for you. Thank you so much for being with me today. I truly hope that you are feeling well and that you take some time to practice this awareness and acceptance exercise a few times a week. I'd love to hear from you. You're welcome to email me at iammindandbody@gmail. Let me know how you're doing. Continue on listening to my talks here, as they will carry on with new exercises and practices that continue to help you discover and explore your own internal world and thus become more present to the empathy and compassion for others that we hope to cultivate more of in our society of humankind. And I also welcome you to, if you prefer, read my blogs, of course, read my book, I Am, and most importantly, continue to love yourself, be with yourself, listen to yourself, listen to others. I'd be happy to work with you one-on-one in coaching and guidance. So please reach out. I'm here. Wishing you a most beautiful and peaceful moment in time. Now. Thank you for joining us for this session of I Am Mind and Body. Please join me, Maggie Moore, again next time. Tune in to iammindandbody.com for upcoming shows. Get your copy of the book, I Am, Your Guide to Mind and Body Union for Total Awareness, and learn to achieve your full potential. May this very moment in time bring you inspiration.